Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Maroon 5 performed at the halftime show for the Super Bowl last night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta with appearances from rappers Travis Scott and Big Boy from Outkast. Here's a little clip of Maroon 5. People said that their whole performance was disappointing. Did you guys think that?
It was kind of boring, but I didn't think it was a bad performance.
I thought it was boring.
I thought they did okay, but I was bored. I mean, they sounded fine to me.
They pretty much just played the hits, like a little moves like Jagger, some She Will Be Loved. They performed Girls Like You, even though Cardi B declined to appear. The number featured an appearance by a gospel choir. Travis Scott, who had to bleep a lot of his performance, was introduced by Squidward of SpongeBob SquarePants as a tribute to the Late Show's creator, Steven Hillenburg, who died in November. Yeah, it's absolute. Yeah, I'm back from poop. It's lit. Left Ferrari, yeah. The Jamba Juice, yeah. We back on the road, they jumping on the bed. I thought he sounded awful rapping, like he just sounded terrible rapping live, but Big Boy sounded amazing. By the way, Travis Scott tickets, we're giving those away all this week at 7:45, 6:45 Central.
A ringing endorsement from Alex to see him live in concert, it sounds like.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Sorry. He was probably just nervous because it's the Super Bowl. He's a brand new performer. You know what I mean? Because, like, Big Boy sounded amazing. But the thing is, like, first of all, rappers never sound the same live.
Never sound good live
because
compared to
it's
on an
so
album.
Hard to do. Yeah, like live in person rapping, like your breathing techniques and all that's very hard to do. But since Travis Scott is like a newer artist, is probably like nerves of the Super Bowl and just not as much experience is probably why that.
Well, that and
happened.
Certain rappers put certain sound, like, you know, auto tune different things on them compared to like
you
a
think
singer.
Big Boy did that?
No, Big Boy. That's what I'm saying. I think Big Boy's approach to rapping is way different than Travis Scott's.
Yeah.
That's why he sounds different.
But I mean, either way, like obviously, like Astroworld, that festival went to Houston. That was like amazing. I mean, either way, you're going to want to see him live. So yeah, you can win tickets with us all this week. Everything wrapped up with Adam Levine taking his shirt off, by the way, last night. So that was interesting.
Nipples, huh?
Yeah.
There they are again.
Ja Rule performed in New Jersey on Friday night and took a moment during his show to let fans know that they're upset with him about the disastrous fire festival. That's okay. He kind of addressed the whole Netflix and Hulu documentaries and allowed his fans and attendees to air their grievances. He stood on stage and held up his middle finger to the crowd. And then when he asked who watched the documentaries, he said, "You might be a little mad at me. I want y'all to repeat after me. Get it out of your system because we ain't going to do this for the rest of the year. So get your middle fingers up. Let me hear you say blank you, Ja Rule." The crowd repeated it three times, and then that's when he went on with the show. Empire star Jussie Smollett took to the stage at the Troubadour in West Hollywood Saturday night. It was his first public appearance since Tuesday's attack in Chicago, where he claims that two men hurled racist and homophobic slurs at him and then gave him a beating. Still bruised, he told fans that he's okay and still healing.
"I'm not fully healed yet, but I'm going to. And
that's right.
And I'm going to stand strong with y'all. I had to be here tonight, Joe. Yeah. It sounds powerful, but I couldn't let those motherfuckers win."
And Hallmark announced that the channel is going to be airing Christmas movies every Friday night all year long.
What?
The news was received really well all across social media. The original announcement on Facebook had over 7,900 likes and over 2,400 comments and 4,700 shares. So, I mean, people are very excited. I'm excited.
Yeah, you are, because you want to watch. You know what I have to do, Alex?
You're going to have to watch
it. Everyone with my wife now. Gosh.
Coming up in less than an hour, an actress from one of your favorite childhood movies is needing a family intervention.